So let's review. The Gemara earlier brought the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who is Mechayev Niskid Tamid Be'esh. One is liable for burning hidden items. The Gemara now adds, since we know Elu Nishboin Benoitlin Hasachar V'Hanigzal, the victim of a theft may swear as to the value of the stolen items and collect this amount. Similarly, Asu Takanas Nigzal Be'ishai, the Chacham decreed that the victim of a fire may swear as to the value of the hidden items and collect this amount from the Mazik. The Gemara wonders, regarding a Masr, an informer, who is liable for the damage he causes according to the opinion of Dainin and Dina de Garmi, one is liable for more direct forms of causative damages. And so the Gemara inquires, Asu Takanas Nigzal B'Masr Eloi, did the Chacham also enact such a decree regarding the victim of an informer, allowing him to swear as to the value of the damages? Teku, the Gemara leaves the matter unresolved. A related inquiry. Hahu gavra debatesh b'chaspasa dechavre shadi b'nahara. Someone kicked another person's money box into the river. Asa mari v'amar hachi v'hachi havli b'gava. And the victim submits a claim as to the contents of the box. Idika toin zuzi mesham komash b'teiche shekin derech b'nei adam. He's believed to name the amount of money since it is usual to keep money in the box. However, Idika toin marganisa, if he claims to have kept a jewel in the box, the Gemara wonders, Mimantri inchi marganisa bekaspasa oilai. Is it usual to keep jewels in the money box? Tekui, this too is left unresolved. An additional scenario, toin kasa de kaspa bebira. Someone claims to have had a silver goblet in his home. Inish Amidhu, the Isle Kasa de Kaspa, if he's deemed sufficiently wealthy to own a silver goblet. Inami Inish Mehemnahu, the Mafkadi Inchigabe, or if he was known to be a trustworthy person who receives expensive items for safekeeping, Mishtabe or Bishakal, he may swear and collect from the Mazik. Viloi Lav Kol Kimine, otherwise his claim is not believed. The Gemara digresses to differentiate between various forms of thievery. Mabin Gazlan Lachamsin, and explains that they both forcibly take the item from its owner. However, Chamsin Yohav Dome, Gazlan Lo Yohav Dome, as opposed to a thief, a Chamsin pays for the item. Nevertheless, he is also considered a thief and must return the item, and cannot be compared to the ruling Taluya Vizavin Zvini Zvini. If someone was coerced to sell, the sale is binding, because in that case, Amar Reitzani, the seller ultimately consented. However, in the case of a Chamsin, Loy Amar Reitzani, the owner never consented. Zok the Mishnah, Getz Sheyotze Mitachas HaPatash V'Hizik Chayev. A blacksmith is liable for damage caused by a spark he created by striking his hammer. The Mishnah continues, Gamal Sheyotoin Pishtin V'Ovei B'Rishus HaRabim. If a camel laden with flax passed through a public thoroughfare, V'Nichnes Pishtonei L'Teich HaChanos B'Dolkoi B'Neri Shalchenveni V'Hidlik Es HaBira. And the flax protruded into a shop, caught fire from a flame in the shop, and burned down a building, Baal Gamal Chayev. The owner of the camel is liable because he's a pesheya, negligent in overloading the camel. The Gemara earlier on the Chav Beis explains that according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says, Isha Mishim Chitzav, fire is considered kaicha, his direct action, and so in this case, the fire is chitzav shel gamal, directly caused by the camel. However, according to Rish Lakish, who says, Isha Mishim Emaynai, one is only liable for a fire that spreads if he owns it, in this case, the Baal HaGamal does not own the flame. Why is he liable? Therefore, the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is discussing Kugin Sha'amda B'Sichzecha. The camel stood still, and the flax directly lit the entire building. The Mishnah continues, Hidniach chen v'dineri mibachutz, hachem v'nichayev. If the shopkeeper left the flame outside in the Rishus Rabbim, the shopkeeper is liable, because he's considered pesheya, negligent. However, the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'neir Chanukah Pater. If the shopkeeper left a Chanukah light in the Rishus HaRabim, he's exempt, and the Gemara offers two explanations for why is he Pater. Ner Chanukah, mitzvah la'nicha b'teich asara. It's preferable to leave the Ner Chanukah within 10 fachim of the ground, and so he acted properly by placing his light there. Therefore, we do not say that he's liable because havalei la'nucha l'mayla megamal v'reichvoy, he should have placed it above the height of a camel and its load. Afil l'mayla ma'asara. One may place the Ner Chanukah higher. However, he is potter because kiven de b'mitzvah ka'asik kuli ha'ilu atrachu rabban. The Chacham did not want the mitzvah to be burdensome, and so they permitted him to place it lower. The Gemara concludes, however, Ner Chanukah shenicha l'mala me'esrim amma psulo kesuka ukamavui. It may not be higher than 20 amas. Hadna l'chakeinis, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 6th parak of Masechtas Baba Kama, and we begin the 7th parak, Meruba be'ezrus Hashem. The Mishnah discusses the various penalties paid by a ganav, a covert thief. These include kefil, a twofold payment, and arba v'chamisha, a fourfold or fivefold payment. The Mishnah now describes when these payments apply. Zakta the Mishnah. Meruba midas tashlumi kefil, mi midas tashlum abar v'chamisha. The payment of kefil is more widely applied than the payment of abar v'chamisha. Shetashlumi kefil nehagis be'medavish sheyesh b'yiruchayim, be'medavish she'im b'yiruchayim. One pays kefil for stealing either live or inanimate objects. Umidas tashlum abar v'chamisha ein nehagis el b'sher v'seh b'lvad. One only pays fourfold for stealing and then selling or slaughtering a sheep, and pays fivefold for doing this to an ox. Shnem, as the pasuk specifies, ki ignev ish shayr oisehu tevocha oy macharei. The Mishnah concludes, ein agoinim achar gan mishalom tashlumi keifel, v'lo hateveach v'lo hamoicher achar gan mishalom tashlumi abo b'chamisha. One is not liable for any of these payments if he steals a previously stolen item from another thief. The Gemara will return to this last subject on Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara cites a ruling of Rabbi Yechanan. A toyin tain is gan b'pekad mishalom tashlumi keifel. A guardian who falsely swears that an item entrusted to him was stolen and is then discovered to have it is liable for kefil like an ordinary thief. Furthermore, if he also slaughtered or sold it before he was discovered, he is liable for dal vehei. The Gemara at first says that our Mishnah supports this ruling, because midas tashlumi kefil neheges bein beganav bein betoyin tanas ganav umidas tashlumi dal vehei ein neheges el beganav belvad loy ketani. The Mishnah does not differentiate between kefil and dal vehei regarding this halacha, which indicates that he is equally liable. And as Taisus explains, ketani meruba. The expression meruba is equivalent to saying ein bein, expressly stating that this is the only distinction and there are no others. However, the Gemara answers that this proof is inconclusive, because tana v'shayer, the expression meruba is not equivalent to ein bein, and so we can propose that the Mishnah did not list all distinctions and there may be others.